Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Ho, 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 guys. Welcome to day 7 of the 7 days of Heavy Metal Mass with me, your podcast host, Tony Evans. Now, I've been, these last 6 days, I've been looking backwards, which is something that I like doing anyway. But I thought I might look forward this time around. I know you'll say, but Tony, it's only Christmas Eve. It's not New Year's Eve. This is true, but I've got a different episode planned for New Year's Eve. So, looking forward into next year, what am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to some really cracking gigs coming up, particularly here in Canberra. We've got Riot City, we've got Midnight, we've got Kirith Ungol, just to name a few. We've got Creator, name a few. Amazing, right? It's what a cracking year this is going to be. And then we've also got Kryptos later in the year, which is something I'm very excited about. Listen to the previous episode, not yesterday's, idiot, but the, not you, idiot, me. Listen to the previous episode, previous week. And albums. Well, there's some cracking albums to come out, isn't there? We've got the new Bruce Dickinson solo album, which is going to be the Mandrake project, which is going to be promises to be an absolute corker. If the single has anything to do with it, that came out recently, you know, the Afterglow of Ragnarok. And then you've got the new Judas Priest album. Again, if the two singles that came off that have anything to do with it, it's also going to be an absolute barnstormer of an album. We have the big international acts, I mean, Creator's big international act, but the big one, the mama of them all, Iron Maiden's coming out it's in May next year, I believe. I could be wrong, but I think it's May. Doesn't matter. Sometime next year, I have my tickets. Half the town will be gone. Half my workforce will be gone, in fact. That's okay. We'll survive. But that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to some big acts coming out and new albums. I'm just looking forward to some interesting local acts and bands, local venue music. I'm also looking forward to learn. I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to again. I'm looking forward to learning new, seeing new, hearing new. It's what I look forward to every year. I love, so I do the Metal Roos stuff. I enjoy the perusing through the lists of review albums to see if there's anything new and interesting coming out, you know. I hope there's a new Heads for the Dead album. We can only fingers crossed, can't we, guys? If you're listening to this, can't we, guys? You know, listen, I hope there's going to be a new, I believe there's a new Past the Fall album in the making, which is going to be exciting. I mentioned them previously, the interviews that I did earlier. And I also forgot to mention that I interviewed, one of my big interviews last year as well, this year, was Richie Faulkner from Judas Priest. Well, at the band, it was his other band, Elegant Oh my God. See, old man I am. Elegant weapons. I was going to say elegant armory. Idiot. Yeah. So, you know, that was another highlight as well, but that's, I've just remembered it then. Sorry. But yeah. So, looking forward to some learning new things, seeing some new things, opening up your mind a bit. You know, getting excited by new bands. Like, I discovered one yesterday. I know it's not next year, but they're called, what were they called? They were called Diablo, I think it was. Diablo. And they were really like a very interesting sort of ghosty kind of band. We'll find out more about them and I'll talk about them later on. But I just saw them in passing and I thought, ooh, well, they look good. Well, the video was good anyway. And I thought, well, I'll venture in and see what else is there to be seen, right? I'm looking forward to more time with my friends at gigs. Now that sort of the COVID is well behind us, hopefully. And we can sort of start really forgetting about those times and start just enjoying catching up with all the albums and bands that were meant to come. I believe that ABAF is meant to be coming over. I've had tickets for everyone a day for that one. Venom Inc. should be here. On the back of the new album, There's Only Black, which is an absolute stormer of an album. Almost was my album of the year. Almost. I would probably say it was my heavy metal album of the year, if I have to be truthful. But as I said, Pills, End of the World is my favourite album because it's just such a joyful, an interesting and free-form piece of music from a genius as in John Lydon. Anyway, I don't want to go back over that. We've already talked about that earlier in the week. This is just the wrap-up saying, great year. Thanks for listening, guys. I really thank you very much for constantly being there with me week after week. Every now and again, in the dark tea time of the soul, I have had doubts and gone, oh, should I keep going? Is anyone listening? But then I get the Spotify wrap-up, and like I see that 731 of you listeners, I'm your number one podcast. So every one of those 731, and in fact for everyone listening, it doesn't matter if my number one or number 55, it doesn't matter. Thank you very, very much. But deep down, to be your number one means a lot to me. You know me, I don't edit them. I make my mistakes. I'm an older guy that sometimes can go down a rabbit hole, like earlier with Elegant Weaponry. I mean, I completely went blank, right? I did say that these episodes are done without the aid of a safety net. So, and you know, when I make these episodes, when I do my notes, I basically just write one line notes per idea, a couple of words here and a couple of words there to jolt my memory into conversation. So I don't script them because if this was scripted, I'm a genius. All right, I'm not scripting this. This is just me being me. Again, thank you very much. Thanks for listening. Thanks for, I get great feedback. People say to me that I've learned so much. I've found new bands because of you. Thank you. And that really means a lot. And for the bands that you find, that means a lot to them as well because they themselves these days find it harder and harder and harder and harder, particularly for the smaller bands, to find markets outside of their area, you know, their confines of their country or their friends group or their scene. And so to get beyond that is a really, really hard thing to do. And I think next year, let's try and make bands like Pass the Fall and, Heads for the Dead. And although, you know, those sort of bands, let's make them big. Let's get them some big airplay and let's get, you know, live acts pumping with more people in the venues, because what else you can do with your money? Yeah, you're gonna squirrel it away, or you can't take it with you. Whereas music is forever with you, forever and ever, ever and ever. Live experiences are with you forever and ever, and you're always gonna remember them, rightly or wrongly. I had some rather problematic gigs this year. Re-quality of the band, they won't mention those because we'll love our ups and downs, but apart from that, most of it's been absolutely amazing. So good luck into 2024. I hope you have a really good Christmas. I hope you have a, you know, you get all you want, you have as much food as you can stuff in yourself. And if you're on your own and you haven't got anyone to go to, that you find something that fills your day, because it is difficult at this time of year for people on their own. And if you know someone who's on their own, I've done it before when I was younger, and reach out. I walked once, you know, on Christmas Day, I walked 10 miles to a friend's house because I didn't drive, he didn't drive, there was no public transport. He hadn't got anyone to go to, and I brought him back 10 miles back to have Christmas dinner with us, and my mum was furious because I missed lunch. I missed time, the journey it would take. Anyway, it doesn't matter. That's the thing you should do. Reach out, do it. Your neighbours, your friends, your loved ones, even if it's a text, text them and say, love you guys, Merry Christmas, thinking of you. Sorry, I can't be there. Or whatever. Anyway, that's me rambling on. Be a little bit longer in this episode, because I just want to say thanks. Have a great Christmas. Keep safe. Keep well. And, well, you know, the next episode will be very soon. Very, very soon. Oh, no, you know, I keep thinking next week is New Year. No, the next episode will be just before the New Year, but the next New Year episode will be my New Year episode. So, see you when I see you. Bye for now.